But right now, it's time to have a chat to Shane Jackson, who is a Warrnambool stalwart. And Jacko was pretty strong in his views on social media last night about the proposed changes to the three-day Warrnambool Carnival. It's great to catch up with Shane this morning. Morning, Shane. You well?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Very well, mate. What's the gut feel? You've been very strong in what you've had to say on social media. And I must admit, I'm a little bit in your camp. You said, don't change what is not broken, in my opinion. Wednesday crowds are normally less than Tuesday and Thursday. No jumps racing will mean there'll be less people there again. Don't make the same mistake as Oakbank, changing a carnival that worked for hundreds of years as it is. That's what you tweeted out yesterday. Is there much chatter down there amongst the industry participants at Warrnambool? What's the overall riding view, I'd say, of change or no change?
Yeah, look, everyone is entitled to their own opinion, and I've probably got it wrong on the numbers on the Wednesday. I think I was corrected there that the numbers on Wednesday are maybe above Tuesday. But my opinion is, you know, you're going to dilute a product that's very successful. You have your hardcore jumping fans, you have your hardcore flat fans, and when you have feature races every day of both codes, you'll get the best of both crowds. You know, whereas if you dilute it to have one all flat day, all your jump lovers, they won't bother going. And then if you dilute to Thursday with no Warrnambool Cup, you're not going to get all your good flat jockeys staying down, your Hughie Bowmans, your Jamie Carr's. Like, look at this year, with Jamie Carr and Hugh Bowman schooling up Riley Paddock. You know, they all were around for all the functions during the week, and it's just, like, it's our mini Royal Ascot. So, I just worry about, like, I'm not afraid of change, but I worry changing a carnival that's so successful, you fall into the same trap as some others have had.
Well, it is interesting that this discussion has come up now off what appeared to be the most successful Warrnambool Carnival we've ever seen. After a couple of years of COVID, as you said, the biggest names that were down there. Has there been any reason given from the Warrnambool Racing Club or anyone down there as to why they actually want to make the change?
I'm not really sure. I haven't asked any of them. I suppose it's maybe because, you know, the track was probably pretty chopped out by the time the Cup came around this year, but that'll happen anyway if it's a wet year. There is a little bit. The only thing I would be in favour of possibly changing is you could run the Cup the race before the annual, because I do know everybody comes on the Thursday to see the Grand Annual. It's a spectacle that it is, and there's a lot of hype about it. And possibly when the Cup is the race after, you know, there's a little bit of a lull and people sort of are still talking about how good the annual was. If you ran the Cup as the race prior to the Grand Annual, then you'd get the best of both worlds, I think. But having it on a separate day, I think, I think you'll dilute the crowd.
Would the jumps jockeys be in favour of that, pushing the Grand Annual back further into the final day meeting?
Yeah, doesn't make any difference. You know, they're on a separate course anyway. The only part of the track that's the same is the home straight. So it wouldn't make any difference to the jumps boys. I couldn't see that being a problem.
Yeah. I think Dean Lester's of the same opinion as well. He's just texted in to say that's what should occur with the carnival. So what's your gut feel? Do you think they will make the change, or are there enough people saying it's not broken, let's just leave it as is?
Anyone I've spoke to thinks leave it as it is, but I haven't spoke to the powers that be, and they've a lot more power than what I do or what I can say, maybe little bits and pieces. But I think it'll stay. I think it'd be the minority that might want to change, but yeah, I don't think as a whole the industry won't want to change something that's so successful and has proven successful year on year. Like you say, this year has probably been our best. I don't think it'll change.
Well, the small straw poll of listeners that are texting in here is all in favour of keeping it the same. What's the problem? We're trying to fix a Warrnambool. Now that Warrnambool's working, they want to tamper with it. Please leave it as it is. Leave the bull as it is. It's one of it's a simple fact. It works. Have a look at this here. So it'll be interesting to see which way they go. But one thing is for sure, you've got the back page of the Warrnambool Standard in the middle of June, and you've got us talking about it. So debate, a bit of promotion is all good for what will be a spectacular Warrnambool Carnival in a little under 12 months' time. What about yourself, though, Jacko? Your first runner as a trainer on Saturday, in a twinkling, flies home and runs fourth. You must have been rapt.
Yeah, absolutely delighted. I mean, he ran a cracker. It was a huge thrill. Like, he's given me a great opportunity of having the horse in my own name. And you know, he's a potential jumps future in front of him. But yeah, it was a huge buzz just to have have a runner there and have him run so well. You know, it's a quality field, and honestly, I thought if he ran fifth or sixth, he was doing well. So he finished fourth and not beaten all that far.
Where does he go next?
He'll go down the highway to Traralgon for jumps trials on Friday. So he has to have two qualifiers, so he'll go down there and get his second hurdle trial out of the way, and hopefully that all goes to plan. And then there's a couple of options. There's a maiden hurdle in Pakenham in about 3 weeks' time. It's on the Sunday, and on that same Saturday, there's a 2,800-metre open flat race at Flemington, so we'll take a nomination in both and, make our mind up closer to the time, but probably the hurdling route. It's probably where he's most likely to win.
Will you saddle up if he goes down the hurdling route?
Will I saddle up?
Jump on board?
Ah, those days are gone. I gave him a school down over a few hurdles here a couple of weeks back, and let me tell you, I was gone a little bit rusty. I hadn't done it in a year. I think the horse was more capable than I was, and I realised now maybe there was a stage where I thought possibly, but I think I've had my day.
Well, you're a very busy man now, training in your own right, and also being the right-hand man to Lindsay Smith, and it could be a big week because we got the culmination of the Winter Championship final on Saturday. You got Tuvalu, who's flying at the moment. How did he come through the last win?
Yeah, he's good. He hasn't missed a beat. Jared Fry was in this morning and just gave him a stretch of the legs and the course proper, and he was wrapped with him. We're very excited about Saturday, and we've three in it, and, you know, Mystery Shot also has been going very well. His gallop this morning was good. Exciting weekend ahead.
And Too Close to the Sun as well is the third stringer. How did he come through the run last start?
Look, he was, on paper it looked like he was disappointing, which we were disappointed. We thought he'd run quite well. They went very hard in front, and he normally rolls along. They sort of took each other on, and he was maybe a little bit soft to go such a high speed early, but he's done it before. His first up run can strongly improve from his first up run to his second. So he'll make a better account of himself Saturday.
Have you got a winner tomorrow at Sandown? You've got Lavina and Rudger who ran on well last start.
Yeah, and we've put the blinkers on him. Ethan Brown suggested putting blinkers on him. As long as the track's not too heavy, I don't think he wants it really heavy. But he'll be running well. He's out to his ideal distance, and I think it was just too soft from their last start. He didn't travel all that well. He was sort of on and off the bridle, but finished really strong. I think the blinker's on, and if the track's not quite as heavy as it was last start, he'll be running a really good race.
And Lavina?
Yeah, she's been knocking on the door. She loves the wet, a good claimer on board, and look, we brought her back to the 1,000 last start because of the wet ground. We thought it might be fair enough. Like she didn't want to go to 14 on a real heavy track, but we probably pulled the wrong straw. So a little bit further wet track, should be hitting the line strong.
Jacko, great to get you on, mate. Well done with your first runner in your own right. We look forward to seeing it back in action. Good luck with Lindsay this week.
No worries, thanks.